Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, welcome back to the Fan Golf Show. I am Mike Dedorich, host, and this has been an interesting week in golf like it normally is. And we have to, I wanted to get Mark Goetz on the phone today because he shot a final round 65 at the Pete Dye Club in Bridgeport, West Virginia, and that helped West Virginia University win their own Mountaineer Invitational Tournament. Mark has been playing well. He's a defending West Penn Open champion, and he's had a good senior year at WVU, and I wanted to get him on the phone this morning and talk to him a little bit about that. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm glad we could hook up. Should we tell the folks where you are and what you're going to do the next couple of days?
Yeah, for sure. I'm with the team. We're down at the Greenbrier. We're playing a little inter-team match this weekend. We're going to be playing TPC Old White. Coach calls it the Mountaineer Cup, so it's kind of splits the team in half, puts us into two teams, and then we kind of play some matches throughout the weekend.
Pretty lousy down there, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend for sure.
What a place. Anyway, pretty awesome to win that tournament. That's your last tournament now, and you guys are going into the postseason. Tell us what that was like to win that thing.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I honestly struggled for the first 2 years playing Pete Dye, whether it was in our home tournament or qualifying. We do all of our qualifying rounds out there. It was kind of satisfying, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I really struggled to manage that golf course for 2 years pretty much before I really started to learn, you know, how to manage my game really. It taught me a lot about myself and, you know, to be able to get that win, you know, and really help the team out to win that event. You know, we needed it for sure this year. So it was pretty awesome.
65 sounds like a pretty flawless round of golf.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really managed it well. You know, the rough was brutal that way, you know, at Pete Dye. It was really long, thick. I mean, it was penalizing for sure. And, you know, I drove it great. You know, I really didn't get into too many bad spots. I think, you know, one of my longest par putts of the day was on 16. It was probably about an 8-footer. I ended up making it. So it was pretty stress-free. You know, like I said, management was big out there. I really didn't get into any bad spots. I mean, it was big for sure.
Now we're talking to Mark Goetz, a West Virginia University senior, and we want to remind you that the golf show is brought to you by Cedarbrook Golf Course in Rossdraver. You guys now go to try to qualify to get into the NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten in there yet? Previously.
At Louisville. And that was a really awesome experience. You know, I mean, we actually made it. I think we ended up missing it by two shots to go play a national championship. That's something that you really don't want to miss out on for sure. And, you know, we're trying to get as prepared as we can as a team to go play Prairie Dunes for conferences and, see if we can, you know, improve our rank and get inside the top 60 and play a regional this year.
Yeah. And you have the team is pretty good, right? I mean, you have some depth on that team.
Yeah. You know, we've had some guys really step up. Trent Tipton, who's a sophomore, has really played great for us this spring. And, you know, we've had some really, really solid play out of one of our true freshmen, Jackson Davenport from Austin, Texas. So it's really come together well. You know, we played two events in the fall, and I think that, you know, it was good for some of the new guys to kind of get their feet wet and get prepared for the spring. And, we've played really solid as a team.
So you told me the other day when we talked that you're not quite finished playing golf at the West Virginia, even though you're a senior.
Yeah. So when the NCAA canceled, you know, our season last year due to COVID, they gave everybody another year of eligibility. So I'm going to be returning next year to play another year for West Virginia. And, you know, it should be fun, man. I really look forward to it.
And before you get to that, there will be the summer schedule that, you know, everybody tries to play and a lot of big events out there to win. Have you put your schedule together in any way yet?
Yeah, it's starting to come together. You know, I'll play the West Penn Am, the West Penn Open, State Am, State Open, State Match Play, and then I'll probably play the Sunny Hannah Amateur. I was very fortunate enough to get invited back to that event. And, you know, the other one that's big is having the USAM at Oakmont. So I'm going to try to qualify for that. And, you know, hopefully I can get in because that would be really special.
Sure would. And you think about it, the depth of quality talent that we have in the West Penn Golf Association. You know, there's you, there's Palmer Jackson, there's Connor Schmidt, there's I'm sure I'm forgetting guys, but we have, I don't know, a half dozen guys who have played well on a national level over the last couple of years. This is a big opportunity to play for a U.S. amateur title, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that we've been, you know, players in the West Penn have been lucky over the last couple of years because the venues that the West Penn and the State Golf Association have used have been great. Now I've been really fortunate to play two events out at Oakmont over the last 2 years. And, you know, I think some of the guys that have competed in those events and played well, you know, if they make a USAM this year, it would be pretty special.
And, you know, obviously when they're going to bring 360 guys here or whatever the number is, you know, there are a lot of good players in there, but you guys have proven that you can play against national level players. So all you got to do is get in.
Yeah.
So what's the qualifying process for that?
So I think I'm going to play the qualifier at Sunny Hannah. The West Penn's hosting their qualifier out there this year. You know, they're trying to get a big field to try to get as many spots as they can. So I think that'll be a 2-day 36-hole qualifier. That's probably the one I'll play. And, you know, just got to play solid, man.
Is that an 18-hole or a 36?
That'll be a 36-hole qualifier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's it like going into a season knowing that you won the West Penn Open last year and you played well in other events? Does that make you look forward to getting that season started even more?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that that's something that, you know, I still to this day really hasn't sunk in yet. But, you know, I'm excited about this summer, man. I think that, you know, there's a lot that I can build on that's happened over the last year. And, you know, I really look forward to it for sure.
Well, and we should would be in an error if we didn't mention that Mark belongs at Hannistown Golf Club, which maybe has the best stable of young talent anywhere in Western Pennsylvania. And you guys will have to take a bus to the U.S. Amateur Qualifying.
Yeah, we're probably going to have quite a few guys play that qualifier. You know, I think Palmer and I are both, you know, that's such a great golf course at Sunny Hanna. I think that, you know, it would almost be wrong for us not to play that one for the qualifier. So I know we're going to be out there, and there's definitely going to be a handful of guys, you know, from the club that are going to play that one with us.
Well, I'm looking forward to the summer, and I know you are. And congratulations again on the win in the Mountaineer Invitational. And we look forward to seeing you back up here this summer.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Glad you could join us, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, that was Mark Goetz, a young man from Greensburg. Belongs at Hannistown with that herd of good players, and just won another big tournament. So could be a big summer for him.